is all I've been asking for from the Yankees. Little bit of grit. Little bit of toughness. And while it hasn't been pretty, the Yankees are showing the exact kind of metal they'll need to win a World Series in October. What's up? This is EJ Stewart rocking with you here on The Fan. I'll be on until 1 a.m. We've got a ton to get to this evening, including why Philly's move to add LeBron James does nothing moving the Knicks off of being the favorites in the East. Plus, why Carlos Beltran's induction to the Hall of Fame tomorrow is a reminder to appreciate Francisco Lindor. And the biggest thing to watch ahead of Jets and Giants camp starting this week. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. Every year with the Yankees, it's been the same story. When Aaron Judge plays and plays well, the Yankees win. If he doesn't play well or at all, they lose. It has been a maddening script that has put a glass ceiling on the Yankees' chances at winning a world title. But everything I'm seeing in the past few weeks and tonight shows the Bombers are figuring out how to scratch away wins through adversity. Again, this is the kind of metal it's going to take for the Yankees to finally break that drought and win their first World Series title since 2009. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. I'm not asking for them to be perfect. And by goodness, they have not been perfect over the past few weeks. The offense has yet to break out despite the fact that they've won 9 out of 12 in this stretch here. They've scored more than 5 runs in just one of these wins since July 10th. But they're finding ways to get timely hits, clutch homers when they need to. Whether it was tonight where you had Cody Bellinger step up, Jason Dominguez step up with a bomb to left field, or it was Friday where you had Goldschmidt becoming the only guy to provide any run support for anybody in the ballgame against the Phillies. This is what I've been asking for from the Yankees. And the reality about October baseball is sometimes you're not going to be able to just simply outslug teams. Sometimes it's going to take you to find a way to, when your bats are stifled, the pitching, your defense, the fundamentals. Sometimes those are the things that have to step up to make up the difference. What we've seen in the past from the Yankees is that when they have not been able to outslug teams, when they faced elite pitching in October, pitching, defense, fundamentals, all those things, they faltered. They failed when it mattered the most. What you're seeing right now from the Yankees is outstanding pitching from the entire staff, defense that is stepping up to make huge plays. Saw some more great plays tonight. Caballero, great at short. Bellinger, great in left. And this is what is going to have to take for the Yankees to have a shot when it comes to October. This is what it's going to take if they're going to have a chance. Make no mistake about it, they're going to have to hit better come October. And you're going to have to hope that Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, their return to the lineup will give them the usual shot in the arm it typically provides for this Yankee lineup. Because with the Yankees and with especially Judge's impact, it's not just his production, but his presence in the lineup and how that changes how the entire team gets pitched to. To me, now though, what you're seeing from the Yankees, which is a very good sign right now, is you're seeing what I call complementary baseball. See, when we talk football, we're talking Jets, we're talking Giants, we're talking college football. Used to hearing the term complementary football, but I think the same ideology can be applied on the baseball diamond as well. When you're shorthanded, can your pitching and defense keep you in games and give your offense an opportunity? And when the pitching and defense does give you a chance, do you add the wherewithal to then offensively scratch away the runs needed by any means necessary? The Yankees that we saw last month during the June/early July swoon that they've gone through, it seems like almost every year under Aaron Boone, they were a sloppy, undisciplined mess of a baseball team. They seem to be a baseball team that seem to be looking around for answers or looking around for somebody else to help them get out of the situation that they had put themselves in, as the division appeared like it may have been starting to slip away. Now the Yankee team you're seeing now, playing crisp, fundamentally sound, and giving them a chance to win these games. To me, like, I've seen other great baseball organizations win games in recent years. When I think about the great Giants teams of the early aughts, this is how they won World Series championships. It wasn't by simply outslugging teams. It was timely hitting and finding a way to get excellent pitching and great defense. This is how I think about those Royals teams that went to a World Series and won a World Series. This is how they won. Timely hitting, great pitching, great defense. It may not be exactly the same. Yankees don't have the same speed as some of those teams, but you're seeing some similarities. I've said it for a while now, that the Yankees have the capability to let their pitching be their identity. They have the talent. They have the horses to do that when the offense struggles or when guys are injured. But sometimes, because we have this view of them needing to be the quote-unquote Bronx Bombers, I think perhaps the fans and even the team have fed into that feeling of being doomed when Aaron Judge is out, which is why you've seen the team perform the way they performed. Now, the Yankees this year, after they started miserably during this stretch without Aaron Judge, are actually one game above 500 now without Aaron Judge this year. This year, this season, 23-22 since Aaron Judge went out. And if you want to compare that to previous years, let's go back to 2023. That was the year when Aaron Judge broke his toe, and that was pretty much the end of it for the Yankees that season. They stumbled down the stretch and finished just 25-31. 888-808-1019. You're seeing the growth that I've been demanding and calling for months from this Yankee team that I was disappointed that we weren't seeing. It felt like I was seeing the same story over and over and over again. And it's not going to make you feel necessarily completely secure that this Yankee team is going to be able to do what they need to do in October, because maybe the bats haven't been as dominant, but they're winning games. They're showing grit. They're showing moxie. They're showing wherewithal. They're showing that they know how to win when their back's against the wall, or when they're shorthanded, or when things aren't entirely going their way. It's not something we saw from them in the past. This is looking like a different Yankee team than we've seen in recent years. 888-808-1019 is number to call. Are you seeing enough from the Yankees to believe they can put it all together in October? Call in 888-808-1019. And of course, as always, rules always the same when EJ Stewart steps to the mic. Anytime I do a show, I guarantee you two things. Number one, I'm always going to keep it 100. Number two, I'm ducking no smoke. So if you want to get in on this Yankee conversation, call in 888-808-1019. I also got my eye on the New York Mets. They're trying to make a little late rally here against the LA Dodgers at home. Call in if you want to talk Mets as well. 888-808-1019. But of course, it's a beautiful night in New York City. Beautiful night in the Northeast. You may be out, coming back from the barbecue, going out to the club, whatever the case may be. May I be to make a phone call? That's okay. Hit me up on social media. EJ underscore Stewart on X. Action EJ on Instagram. It wasn't all great news for the Yankees after what happened in this game. They did get a W, but they might have taken a big loss. But in a second, I'll tell you why it might be a blessing in disguise. I'll get to that in a second. It's EJ Stewart on the Fan. Let's get it.